T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's head off to CBS and talk with Jill Schlesinger. JillOnMoney.com is a great link to have lined up there on your smartphone or your tablet or whatever you're looking at this morning, because it'll give you updates on business and what she's up to. Jill, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we had stocks doing a little reversal this week.
Yeah, it was good news. After 6 rotten weeks in a row, we snapped that. And you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to name our MVP of last week, and that player would be called Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chairman. And here's why. Remember, we were very worried last Monday when we were talking about the potential of Mexican tariffs. That was a big surprise. And right after those tariffs were announced as were supposedly going into effect today, June 10th, but they didn't, Jerome Powell came out and said, hey, everyone, calm down. If these tariffs go into effect, and if it impacts the economy in a way that really starts to slow down growth, the Fed will jump on it and cut interest rates. That was kind of what the investment community was clamoring for, some acknowledgement that these tariffs would really hurt the economy and that someone in the Federal Reserve would react. To get the chairman coming out very forcefully and talking about this, that was enough to turn markets around. We get the added benefit today that those tariffs did not go into effect. So the combination, good news for stock investors.
You write about calls and puts. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So, you know, there is this weird thing that goes on in the financial markets, which are basically bets on the future direction of something. Maybe it's a stock, maybe it's a bond, maybe it's a commodity. And these things are called options. And what there's two different types of options. One is a call, that's the right to buy something in the future. And then the other is a put, the right to sell something in the future. So if you were worried about the market going down, you might buy a put. So now investors are starting to say, well, when you buy the stock market, if you're an investor and you own the stock market, you don't have to buy a put. You've got the Powell put. That is basically that Chairman Powell and the Federal Reserve are unlikely to allow the economy to crumble, and therefore the stock market might be in good shape going forward longer than many would have expected. So now you can sound really cool at your barbecue. You could say, oh, I own Powell puts.
Hey, Jill, we've talked about this 10th year of expansion before, but the May unemployment or the May employment numbers, I want to get your thoughts on that. And is the economy slowing?
You know, I think the economy is slowing down this quarter for sure. The first quarter, though, was really amazing. It was much better than most economists had expected. We grew at an annualized pace of 3.1%. Now, to come down from that is not unexpected. I guess the next sort of the big question, I guess, that is lying ahead is how much more will the economy slow? So I think a lot of people got freaked out by that jobs report. Oh, only 75,000 jobs created. Oh, my God. But, you know, when you think about it, the unemployment rate is still down at a 49-year low, 3.6%. The broader unemployment rate is at 7.1%. It hasn't been that low since the end of the year 2000. So it's not as if the labor market is deteriorating. It's just that we don't see things accelerating right now. So the question really does lie with the Federal Reserve. Are things falling apart? Or are they just slowing down? And I think we'll get some reports this week that can help flesh that out a little bit. But, you know, I guess that there's this sense that, you know, if things are slowing down, the Fed should act. But, you know, the Fed doesn't have that much ammunition. We're at 2.25% to 2.5% in interest rates. They only got about, I don't know, 4 or 5 quarter points in them. And that would really have to be something bad was going on to go beyond that.
And those mortgage rates are still pretty good, aren't they?
Oh, my gosh. We are sub 4% in lots of, if you're a good borrower, you know, good credit history, 30-year fixed rate for 4%. Did you miss the refi bandwagon, my friends? Go out there and get on it.
Credit report, you should take care of that, right? Make sure that that's up to speed.
Oh, yeah. Just annualcreditreport.com. Don't chance it. And I like freezing credit, by the way. So freeze your credit. All right, man. I got to go talk to Portland, Oregon. Who knows what those people want?
They're just worried about their soccer team.
Whatever.
I'll see you later.
Take care.
It's 816 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.